You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar's happy because Columbia won on that set-piece goal. I never thought I'd say that sentence in my life, and now I've said it three times. So high five to Columbia. Hey, what's going on with England, Oscar? You got to give me an update there. We're here today. We've got our Constant Contact team. We've got Alex DiCarvalho. He's Constant Contact's educational marketing expert and the regional director for South Florida. And we've also got Sandy Abbott. Sandy's the one who's been helping me ease my way into Constant Contact and really has helped my outreach. She's got Caliente. You'll tell me. But welcome here. We've got Alex cracking up and Sandy's ready to go. Welcome to the show, everybody. Talk in to the mic.
Hey, Jim. It's really a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, well done, Alex. Have some more of that caliente.
This is so much different from you on the cell phone.
Sure. Sure, Sandy. Sure. Yeah, I go nuts on the cell phone. Well, listen, first of all, I want to thank you guys for really helping me reach out to my contact base much more economically than I used to. You're very Constant Contact is, I don't want to say inexpensive, but it's a great bargain.
You know, most of these services charge per campaign. We charge by the size of your email list. So you can actually send as many times during the month as you want to, and it'll be that same monthly price based on how many contacts you have.
Yeah, no, the last people, I could send out 1,000 contacts, then it was like a penny a contact. It was killing me, and then I ran into thank you. High five to Johnny, Social Media 305, for introducing me to you guys, and then Sandy kind of took my template, helped me get it to something that was a little bit legible, and really has been holding my hand. Thank you, Sandy. You're the best.
You're welcome.
Now, Sandy, since so many people are using social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc., is email even still relevant? And I already know the answer, but you tell me.
Well, first of all, email was the first social platform, and it continues to rock. Even Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of them send you email notifications with what's going on in your social sites. I get at least 2 emails a day from LinkedIn. So that goes to show you that they are still very effective. I look at social media as dating, if you will, and email marketing is, you know, taking the relationship a little bit further.
Oh, my goodness. You're using my metaphor about dating. Oh, my gosh. High five to you. Alex is even cracking up. Now, Alex, if somebody is starting out with email and they don't have a list, should they buy one? And, oh, my God, I know the answer to that. I always know all the answers. Alex.
You have to be careful when you buy a list. You really have to audit that list. You have to ask the broker. This is a completely separate business. It's called List Brokerage. You have to ask the broker, how did they get those email addresses? And are those people really expecting something from you? Really, the best way or better way would be to advertise on someone else's newsletter. If someone is already sending out newsletter to 100,000 people, maybe you can get some ad space in there, sponsor that space, rather than buying those 100,000 contacts and then sending them something that they may not be expecting.
And doesn't that really violate my agreement with you that I know the people?
Well, it really depends on how they have opted in to that list. Sometimes when you give your email address, there's a box that says, I agree to receive third-party promotions. And so then if you bought a list, you would be that third party.
I always don't check that box. So, Sandy, if I didn't buy a list, how could I grow my list? You know, Alex already gave me one good idea, which actually I have utilized in the past, but I don't want to give out my secrets. I have a friend we'll talk about that off air. Okay. Sandy, though, if somebody doesn't want to buy and they don't have a friend that's got a smoking list, how can somebody get out there on Constant Contact? Elemental, hand-to-hand combat.
Well, when I start with clients, one of the first things that they say is, I don't have a list, let me buy one. Everybody has a list. They know people. You can start with at least a seed list, if you will. The way to grow it is in social media. There's a lot of tools that Constant Contact has that allows you to set up a campaign on Facebook where you can do Facebook advertising and find the right target audience, get them to like your page, and also give you their email address. I've actually purchased lists for clients, and it's a lot more expensive and less cost-effective than advertising on social media.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about, I drive around thinking about why are people suggesting me this individual, we'll call them, on Twitter. And how do I get suggested? Because they have 300 people, and I have something to really say to people. So I really want to talk about that. So there's ways to advertise and to increase your presence in social media, and Constant Contact can help me with that?
Yes, they will.
How?
Well, they have something called social campaigns, and what you do is you actually connect your Constant Contact with Facebook. You can run a campaign that has people sign up for your email directly from Facebook, and it goes right into your Constant Contact, so you don't even have to do it. It's seamless.
Oh, totally cool. Alex is nodding because he's the regional educational director, and he's done a great job with Sandy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree totally.
I've actually used this for some of my clients, and it really works very well.
Now, Sandy, I made a joke, but really, what's the name of your company?
Espresso Content Cafe, because I love coffee.
I was going to say, you're always so fired up, it's obvious that you come out of, in the morning with I do 3 shots of espresso. You couldn't tell?
I could, and actually, being here, I don't need coffee.
Yeah, just you'll get a blood transfusion, or even just being in my field of energy. We've got 1 minute left, because Oscar has to go offline and watch the English soccer match. So what I want to do is we'll talk about how people can get a hold of you, get on your network, get into your distribution list, and then we'll come back and do another segment. Alex, you're first.
So my name is hard to pronounce, so I'm better known as Alex DC online. So on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere, I'm Alex DC. If you just Google Alex DC, you'll find me.
Oh, yeah, I did, man. You got a smoking list of stuff when I go Alex DC.
And if you want to email me, alexdc@constantcontact.com.
Who loves you, baby? Sandy.
I am Espresso CC
online. That you are.
It's Espresso CC, and I use that for Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest, Instagram.
All I could tell anybody is that Sandy held my hand, and I am the biggest baby, and she is getting me into this, and I am feeling good, and I'm building my own list, and I used my Outlook list, and the way I get new people is I go out and shake hands and do it one business card at a time. We'll be right back after this. Oscar, take it away.